Kevin Begola is my guest today, the owner of KB Titanium Designs in Linden. Kevin, let's talk about your other company, Bridge Street Exchange. We spent a lot of time talking about your online presence. This is an actual bricks and mortar store, right?
It is, yeah. So pretty much what was happening with the lead-in from Titanium Buzz was we were getting people showing up at our offices, and we just had a small office in like a medical office style setting. Wasn't nothing fancy, and we would have people drive from Chicago. We'd have people drive from Indiana, Ohio, and then, you know, within Michigan, 4 or 5 hours. And what was happening is they kept coming, and it just didn't feel right. So I decided to look at getting a place where we could have our offices for our online company, but also do like some sort of complimentary type of thing. And I knew if I had a building that just sold men's wedding rings that locally and people within the area wouldn't come. So, I was kind of following some other trends out there. And I know the men's segment is one that, you know, guys have a hard time spending money on themselves. And there's just not a lot of out there. There's a lot of women's boutiques out there. So at that point, I purchased a building here in Linden, and we renovated it and built out our offices and then our little showroom for the wedding rings. And then the whole other side of the building is pretty much dedicated to men's specialty products. So we do apparel, gift items. We've got work boots. We've got all sorts of grooming products for men. So we do a lot of wet shaving items, such as safety razors, soaps, and we carry watches. A big brand in Michigan here that everybody knows about is called Shinola. We carry those guys. Their watches are beautiful, as well as we're a good partner with Stormy Cromer, and Stormy Cromer is a UP brand up in Ironwood, Michigan, and those are kind of a staple item in our store as well.
Hey, I just as an aside, Stormy Cromer is another very involved member of the Small Business Association of Michigan. One of their executive director just joined our board of directors and been involved with the leadership council for a long time. So another great Michigan-based company.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah, Stormy Cromer is a great company. In Michigan, I know a lot of people know about them, but I think they're trying to reach out and grasp further than Michigan and really get that excitement out there. So Stormy Cromer is just a great U.S.-made product, and here in Michigan, it should be a staple within everybody's wardrobe.
How do you get people to come up to Linden? Of course, you're pretty close to Metro Detroit, but still it's kind of out in the less traveled areas of the state. How do you create awareness and get visitors?
Yeah, so I mean, we're 20 minutes south of Flint, too. So what we try to do is just garnish that whole grassroots buildup of people finding that, like, kind of that place that they feel comfortable in. So we do a lot through social media. We get our, new products out there. A lot of people like to look at stuff, and then if they're driving through town or they'll make a special trip out here, they want to come see what we have. I mean, we're always trying to get new products in here. And obviously around Christmas time and some of those times are big for us, but really it's word of mouth and really creating relationships with people. I mean, I'm surprised often how many times people are in here for like 45 minutes. I mean, a lot of guys have a hard time shopping, but a lot of guys come in here, they feel comfortable. So I think that's why we have them coming back. And then it's pretty common to have somebody walk through the door and say, I've heard about this place and I'm finally in the area. So it just happens to be one of those things where I think they're willing to stop if they're in the area, or on a Saturday, they may take a drive over here. Last year, we did this Stormy Cromer event in the fall. That really seemed to hit a home run here locally. We did a lot of Uber food. We did a lot of giveaways, and we had about 200 people show up. So that's a core group of people within our customer base that are pretty hardcore into Stormy Cromer products that really wanted to show the support. So they came from, 30, 40 minutes away to come to that event.
Well, Kevin, let me kind of wrap up today's discussion by asking you about your involvement with the Leadership Council. How has that experience helped the success of your business, or just the general theme of networking with other successful small entrepreneurs?
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty new to the group. So, this year I'm excited to go up to Crystal Mountain for the getaway and the big yearly event up there. But, so far it's been a great resource. Just within Facebook, there's a small group of people that talk and throw out ideas. And there's a lot of resources. And Gina from Stormy Cromer, who we mentioned, she's been a great resource, too, just to lean on and ask for advice on certain things. And I think everybody within the group has that same common goal of trying to really create their business and have an open mindset for ideas and talk with one another. And I think it's a great tool for people to have in their lives, because it can be a difficult, you know, road for most entrepreneurs to go down. And, you know, you have weeks that are stressful and weeks that you kind of want to give up. But at the end of the day, you know, there's other people out there that are just like you. And, you know, there's always somebody that's been through it or can kind of tell you, hey, try this out or look at this. And that's really good. It seems to be the best tool, I think, is just that general networking amongst people who are kind of all get it, you know.
Kevin, how do our listeners find out more about your Titanium Men's Jewelry and also Bridge Street Exchange?
Okay, so for Titanium Buzz, we have a website, obviously. It's titanium-buzz.com. And we also have, obviously, Facebook, Instagram, and all that stuff on there as well. And then for Bridge Street Exchange, our website is bridgestreetexchange.com. And we also have a Facebook page and Instagram page for that as well. We're located in downtown Linden. It's 109 North Bridge Street, and that's Linden 48451.
I've had a great discussion today with Kevin Bagola. He is the owner of KB Titanium Designs, as he mentioned, based in Linden. He's a member of the SBAM Leadership Council. Kevin, thanks a lot for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.